So I wanted to close this series with a final word on the transformational process and just talk a little bit about the conditions that make transformation possible in the first place. So let's first ground today's work in a self-reflective question. And like most contemplative work, don't feel like you need a concrete answer, but rather just allow the question to land wherever it does and then sit with it. Allow it to sit on your mind, to sit on your heart. Whatever comes up for you, just notice it and have the courage to see what it will grow into. Because it does take a bit of courage not to have an answer in today's world. But what contemplation begins to teach you is that your answers, however informed they might be, are really only part of a much bigger whole. Patience always reveals far more than our reactivity does. And so the question is this: who are you, actually? Of course you have your name and your preferred title, but I mean beyond that. Think for a minute about what it was like to look into the mirror when you were 12 or 13 years old. Now consider what it's like to look into the mirror now. In some ways, it probably feels now like that kid was a completely other person. I know in my own life, it feels like that other person was about 15 people ago. And yet, in some sense, you know that it was still you back then. Like, there's a you that sits deeper than all of the external evolutions you've gone through. And this is because something in you is deeper than circumstance, and it's not subject to time in the same way that your body is. Cultures throughout history have understood that you as your soul. It is the unchanging you. And now imagine that this soul is something like a seed sitting at the very center of who you are. Like all seeds, it wants to grow. Rather than soil, however, this seed has you. And so just like a seed needs nutrient-rich soil to grow beyond the surface, your soul also needs certain conditions to make growth possible. Instead of nutrients, the soul needs grace. It needs acceptance. It needs meaning-producing work. It needs expansive ideas that resonate with it. It needs enough safety to express its own curiosity. And it needs an adventure to live. Every moment of your life is transformational process. Death is the only true static in all of the universe. And so consider that your soul has something here to grow into and do. The problem is the soul speaks in images and sense beyond our typical five senses. So discerning what that thing is can be quite difficult. All you get to go on is an inner knowing that would drive you absolutely crazy if you ever had to explain it to someone else. What you can do, though, is use this inner sense as a guidepost. In this case, every decision you make will then ask the question, is this choice moving me closer to or further away from who I'm actually here to be? Now, here's what's incredible. You do not have to know who you are here to be in order to answer that question. You can get quiet, you can put your hand on your heart if you'd like, and you can just ask yourself, is the choice I'm making getting me closer to or further away from this person who sits at the end of my own capabilities? More times than not, you'll know the answer. And this is because we do not need to know the destination. We need to know that we have a foot in the path. Now, certain people you'll notice transform in life, but it's not always for the better. Many people, rather than set the internal conditions in themselves to grow into who they're here to be, will never let go and just allow themselves to just be part of the unfolding that is taking place from within them. They'll find things to escape with. Sex, work, alcohol, fitness, who knows? Because nothing in life is static, over time these people do grow, but it ends up being away from their own soul. And this is one of the toughest things to see or experience. Because even if the world celebrates the mask you're wearing, it won't satisfy at the level you want it to. letting go of that and accepting the internal transformation that is trying to take place in your life is the only way that you'll get the satisfaction that seems to elude you when you're wearing the mask. And because we never stop transforming, in this case, we're now learning through pain. You can always find your way back to the light of the soul, but certain habits and ways of living which were meant to suppress the soul's true desires can make it quite difficult to do. Worth it, but definitely difficult. The road back to your own soul is paved with heartache and grief and mourning and all of the things that we've talked about this week. Given this, we can begin to think about our own transformation in new ways. See, our job is not necessarily to make something happen, but rather to get out of the way and give what wants to happen within you the room it needs to grow. We need courage to choose new paths for ourselves, even when those paths are not comfortable or celebrated by the world. We need perseverance because true positive transformation will require that we make many small decisions as we continue to grow. That question about whether it's serving who we're here to be will have to be made at every single tiny moment. And we'll need grace first and foremost for ourselves, because we're going to fall short of that, because our lives will take us down many roads, many of which will seem like the wrong one. Patience helps here too, because as you view your experience from the other side of your transformation, you'll see that you needed all of what you'd gone through. Now, maybe you didn't need all of the pain, maybe you chose to learn through pain more than you had to, but there is nothing that the light within cannot use to grow, and that is important to understand. We'll need to prioritize what calls to our depth over everything else, because we're contentious creatures. And what that means is if we do not contend for what we want, it will be for what we do not want. We will contend, but it won't be in a positive way. Instead, we'll fight off shadows and patterns, and we'll be in the grip of our own internal demons. And maybe we'll spend our entire lives there. We also need the safety from judgment to be curious, because in that you'll find parts of the world that satisfy the soul in ways that far exceed any expectations that you might have for yourself. And if the conditions are set right, you'll transform from the inside out. And in doing so, you'll see that becoming the person you're here to be, the person you actually are, is the adventure of a lifetime. And if you are able to give these things to yourself, to set the internal conditions right, what you'll find is that your experience here, your thoughts, your words, your life, will give other people permission to transform into who they're here to be. And that is how we change this world. I love you. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you've enjoyed this series. I'm kicking off a new one on Monday on Unity.